This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ, he dealt with heartbreak again and again and again. How did he do it? And it begins with having these healthy attachments, the healthy type of love. You don't close yourself off, but rather you and you don't go to the other extreme either, which is revolving your existence around these things. So you know, we see these two extremes, where on the one hand, there's the people who, for self-preservation, they say, you know what, I'm just not going to love anything or anyone. I'm just going to cut myself off, or I'm just going to harden my heart, right? I mean, maybe they love, but they become very detached, right? Very detached, very hardened. Maybe they become numb as sort of a self-preservation, as self-preservation, you know, as a protect. This is a protective measure that they use, and so. By becoming numb, though, that isn't healthy either. Keep in mind that if a heart is numb, it also cannot connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly, right? And you probably have been through experiences like this, where maybe you dealt with trauma, and without healing that trauma, you became numb. And maybe while you were numb, you realized that it actually took away your joy. Yeah, maybe it took away the sharp pain, but it also took away your joy. And maybe it also took away your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it robs you of maybe the pain, but it also robs you of the joy and the deep joy of connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So numbing yourself isn't the solution either. But then there's the other extreme where we actually revolve our lives around these objects of attachment, whether they're our children, our spouse, our parents. Sometimes I've heard many, many cases of people who actually have very unhealthy attachments to their parents. Sometimes it's our job, our money, status. Sometimes it's just generally what other people think, right? We become so obsessed with that. And it becomes a very unhealthy type of attachment. And so when we are tested in those things, it doesn't just break our heart. It shatters it. It devastates us. It breaks us. And so understanding it at the root, where we talk about attachments, is very, very important when talking about how to transform a broken heart and how to transform through a broken heart.